And today is the disappearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I believe you sing this song. This is by Narottam Das Thakur, who was always intensely feeling separation from so many. He wanted to meet everyone, and every time he tried, they had just left before he got to wherever they were. In Vrindavan, Puri, everywhere that Charis we were looking for were already gone. He who brought the treasure of the divine love, and he who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Srinivas was Narottam's close friend, like godbrother. They were the main students of Jiva Goswami, and they were said to be like practically the same, so outstanding personalities. Where is my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is my Raghunath, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. He went to Puri to try to see Lord Chaitanya, but he left just before he got there. And then he went to Vrindavan to try to see Rupa and Sanatan. It took him a long time to travel. One thing, they had to walk. And then another way it was, everybody that saw him, they reminded him of Lord Chaitanya, then they would beg him to please stay. So it took him a long time. And when he got there, Rupa and Sanatan already left. They just kept running around like that. Yeah. So Bhaktisiddhanta was the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada. About his life, quite outstanding. Very big biography book that Bhakti Vikas Swami worked on for many years, interviewing so many disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta all over. And then having to straighten out, like, you know, the stories, which ones are true and not. But he is very special. Bhaktivinoda Thakur realized, he saw that there was such a great need for a super preacher in Kali Yuga, so he prayed for a ray of Vishnu. And when this child was born, his, you know, that cord that connects to the mother was wrapped around like a Brahman thread. So he got some idea there. And then when he was very small, the Ratyatakar stopped in front of their house because he was a magistrate of Puri. And the mother put the baby on the cart by the feet of the Lord. Immediately the garland fell off on him. So that confirmed that this is the preacher he was praying for. So he trained him very nicely. By the time he was something like 7 years old, he'd memorized Bhagavad Gita. He could comment on it. And he was lifetime brahmachari, never passed one drop of semen, they say. And when he was in the college, he started a brahmachari club, but everyone else dropped out. And he quit college also because he said he didn't want to have any material qualification and people would offer him jobs and everything. So he was instructed very much by his father. Then he was initiated by Gaur Kishore Das Babaji on the order of his father. The father can't initiate the son. And he took up, in Mayapur, he took up a vow like Haridas Thakur, chanting 300,000 names, 190 some rounds every day, to chant 1 billion names. It took him 10 years, almost 10 years. But even when he was doing that, he would go in the afternoon and preach. And he just lived in a hut. If it rained, he'd put an umbrella or something. He'd just soak some rice and beans and eat that, like sprouts. He didn't cook anything. But then when he had some follower that asked him to come to Calcutta, and he started preaching. And the movement grew very, very big. Thousands of devotees and 64 temples all over India, and a very, very powerful preaching movement in his presence. And Prabhupada said how he met him. Prabhupada, his father was always bringing sadhus to the house, and Prabhupada wasn't very impressed with most of them. They're mostly, he even said how his father would go and they would carry his bong, you know, his intoxicant, because that's what the sadhus are. Sadhus take that in India. But his friend insisted, no, this is a real sadhu, this is a... So Prabhupada went, and Bhaktisiddhanta told him, as soon as he finished paying obeisances, he said, you are educated, and you should preach to the English-speaking world. So Prabhupada was shocked. And then Prabhupada said, how can we do that? You know, India is a subordinate country, and we have to first come freedom. And Bhaktisiddhanta smashed that. So Lord Chaitanya's message is beyond all that. Prabhupada took that to heart. Prabhupada said, he wanted me to join right away. He said, I should have, but I didn't. My mistake. But Prabhupada considered him his guru, although he didn't get initiated for 11 years. And when Prabhupada went on a... He joined for a couple of days when Vrindavan Purkham... One day, they said, there's a group will be going to visit one deity, Sheshashayi, a very ancient deity there in Vrindavan that was installed by Rajanaba, the great-grandson of Krishna, and Parikit Maharaj. And Gurudev will be speaking. So most of the devotees went to the darshan, and Prabhupada stayed to hear the guru. Prabhupada said, although I couldn't understand only about 25% of what he was saying, I liked it. So he listened, and then years later, Prabhupada was in Allahabad, and the devotees were starting a temple, and he helped them. And then they brought him for initiation, and Bhaktisiddhanta said, yes, he listens very nicely, he can be initiated. He remembered that he was listening to the lecture, not going off. He said, those who went for the darshan, all they'll get is eye exercise. You know, they're missing out. They're not understanding. So, we have many, many things from him. These are 64 nectarian instructions by Singha Guru Parvat Kacharya Nityalila Pravishta Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Maharaj. He was called Singha Guru. He preached like a lion. And his disciples were afraid to bring rich men to meet him because he would be so heavy. He thought the people would get uptight and leave. And Mayavadis who saw him, they would hide. They would go to the other side of the street. Nobody wanted to face him in a debate. He was like a walking encyclopedia. They said he learned English. He just went to the library and read books for a week or something. Came out speaking, and his English is better than most Englishmen. So the first instruction is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan is the only motto of the Gaudiya Math. So that's us also. Supreme Personality of Krishna is the only enjoyer. Everyone and everything else is the object of his enjoyment. And what does Krishna say? Bhaktaram
Jagatam.
The Supreme Personality of God. Anyone who does not serve Hari, the Supreme Personality of God is ignorant and a killer of himself. Asurya namate loka andena tamasavritaha tamste precha bidjatanti ye ke chatmahano. Yojana, killer of the self. that the soul can't be killed, but if someone's not serving Krishna, then it's like killing the soul because they are not existing in their spiritual condition. To learn to tolerate is one of the most important responsibilities of those living in the mud. The mud means the temple. To tolerate. Many people leave, they can't tolerate. That's why they leave. But they say it's because the other devotees are no good. Intolerant people can't stand anything. Everything is bad. Tolerance, patience means you can't be in a hurry. Intolerance are kind of the same thing. So we read that this morning in that letter also. Tolerate. And Krishna tells Arjuna, tums titikshva shabharata. It's better to tolerate than to try to change everything all the time. Except we don't tolerate blasphemy of devotees. We don't tolerate blasphemy of Krishna or someone trying to harm the temple. But we tolerate other kinds of trouble. Rupanuga devotees offer all glory to the original source instead of depending on their own strength. Those who perform authority religious activities cannot serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Give up all sordid religious activities, atheistic rituals. No, necessary. Become united with one purpose and serve Hari. Where there is discussion about Hari, that is a place of pilgrimage. We are not pious, sinful, or learned, or ignorant. We are the carriers of the dust at the feet of the Supreme Lord, Hari. We are initiated by the mantra, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. My advice is, do not criticize others. Try to rectify yourself. There's one letter I've been trying to find where he wrote something. He said, I don't know why you want to criticize devotees. It's such an unpleasant thing. A very nice way he said it. Devotee evidently had written him, you know, this one, this, that. He didn't like that. So my mother used to say, that's the pot calling the kettle black. You can understand that here, right? Cooking by fire. The bottom is, so the pot may be smaller, say, and he's looking at it, I'll just see, but he's also black, but he can't see his own bottom. What did Jesus say? What did he say about that?
What do you think?
He never studied, huh? Before you worry about removing the splinter from someone else's eye, you should remove the big board from your own eye. Sometimes they say it's the dirt in the eye, sneering at the dirt in the nose. I think Bhaktisiddhanta said this is like, you know, the thingy, a screener in the kitchen, screen with so many holes in it. Say, look, and the needle has a hole in it. But that thing has a thousand holes in it. So, physician, heal thyself. Is that from Shakespeare or the Bible? Physician, heal himself. Heal thyself. That's what it is. Bhaktisiddhanta said, I can't criticize others because I have too many faults myself. But at the same time, he really criticized my advice. Sometimes people would criticize him. They said he wasn't following Lord Chaitanya because he wasn't humble. He was always fiery. That was to things that are against Krishna. Those who have not learned, part of it is disappearing. The top part just disappeared. Strange. As soon as we lose a shelter of a protector, everything around us will become our enemy and attack us. Topics about Krishna spoken by a genuine saint are our only protector. That means Prabhupada's books for us. Right?
Yes.
No, you can say I'm not a genuine saint or Kavi's not a genuine saint. You can, but nobody can say Prabhupada isn't. So that's our ultimate protection. But anyone who's providing that for us and teaching us Prabhupada's books, they're also protectors. A flatterer can never be a guru or a preacher. Better to remain in millions of species like birds, beasts, and insects and worms than to become deceitful. One who is free from deceit receives auspiciousness. What does that mean? Deceit. Huh? What does deceit mean? Somebody say, what does it mean? What does deceit mean?
Connected to what you cheat. To deceive others.
Hey, I don't have a dictionary. These things always come with a dictionary. Yeah, deceit means saying one thing and doing another. Duplicity. Devotees, non-duplicitous. Vaishnavism is the other name of simplicity. The servants of Paramahansa Vaishnava are simple. Therefore, they are the best brahmanas. Like they had a motto on the letterheads here, simple living and high thinking. But nobody was working for, everybody wants complicated living. We have farmland, nobody wants to live there. Yeah. High thinking. Simple living, you don't have so many things to do. You're just focused on Krishna. You don't have a million goals in life. The only duty of the most merciful person is to transform the degraded taste of people. If you can save even one person from the great force of Mahamaya, then there will be a greater act of philanthropy than opening millions of hospitals or clinics. Those who have not learned to develop their propensity to serve the Lord from self-realized souls, no matter how pleasing their association may be, it should never be desired. Preaching without practicing is nothing but a ritual of karma kanda. Walk your talk. Bhakti Tirthamaraj. When I was a kid, they used to say, practice what you preach. In other words, walk your talk. Sometimes, like my mother smoked, but she wanted me not to smoke, so she tried really hard to tell me not to smoke. She gave many intelligent reasons, but she smoked, so I smoked. And that's in school, we had teachers telling us this and that, but you see, they're doing what they say don't do. Even I heard of one preacher, he said, don't do what I do, you know, don't do what I say. Because, you know, everybody knew he was a rascal. But that's okay, because I'm like Lord Indra, I'm above everything. Like someone like Lord Indra, you can't chastise them for their activities. But we can't imitate them. In every birth, one gets a father and mother, but one may not get instructions for his ultimate benefit. This material nature, which is averse to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is an examination hall. Tolerance, humbleness, appreciation of others are favorable to develop our devotion to Hari. That's the test. So when we live with devotees, then we have to constantly be tested. Right? And when we go out to preach, we have to be very tolerant of the conditions around us and the people, and we have to be very humble. In fact, that's why traditionally monks, brahmacharis, monks in the Christian, monks in the Buddhist, in any religion, they go out begging. It's not to get money. They asked for a rise, before they didn't ask for money, but just some rise, some something, you know. But that's not the reason. It's to develop humbleness and tolerance. Because when you go preaching like house to house, you know, you'll be welcomed in one house, get very puffed up. The next house they'll call the police, you know, like in America. Even one place that, you know, all these apartment buildings, that if you drive your car and you're in, it's a car they don't know, they call the police right away. Or people will buy the book, you know, because they're scared, and then they'll call the police. Or some people just, you know, punch a devotee in the face. All kinds of things have happened. So you have to develop tolerance and humility because, you know, we talk to people, we have to be very humble. That's what charms us. Humble doesn't mean that you think I'm no good and this book is no good. We respect other people because Krishna's in their heart. The only desired object in our life is to collect the dust from the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya. What is it? Sri Rupa Manovistam, Stapitam Yanabhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Adati Svanta. We will not stay in this world for a long time. Only if this body falls, singing the glory of Lord Hari was our birth successful. We have not come to this world to become an artisan of wood or stone. We are only peons of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Peon? The delivery boy, you know, just carries things.
Okay.
Like the postman, the post peon probably. They bring you the mail. If one is just serves the devotee and the Lord, his attachment to his household will diminish. We will not stay in this world. The material, although the activities of a devotee and the misdemeanor of a super devotee may be alike, there is heaven and hell difference, like milk and lime water. Those who mistake dishonesty to be honesty, or a crook to be a saint, will fall into great difficulty, as a person who tries to cheat an ironsmith by supplying bad steel. In other words, the iron that he knows. As soon as we get to know the absolute truth, we should become fixed in it. Instead of wasting a single moment, we should be engaged in serving Sri Hari. Many people mistake imitation to be following. These two words are not the same. To play the role of Narada in a play is imitation, but to follow the path of devotion according to Narada is following. He was constantly absorbed in discussing about Sri Hari as a saint. One who is constantly engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a saint. One who is in all his endeavors trying to serve Krishna is a saint. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, offers himself, something remains unoffered. But a devotee can offer the Lord completely. Do not try to become a guru to become envious. Do not try to become a guru in order to become absorbed in material attachments. But if you become my unalloyed servant, if you have acquired my potency, there is nothing to fear. A bona fide spiritual master is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One will not be able to utter the holy name of the Lord. If one cannot say that the spiritual master is a personal manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will not be able to utter the name of the Lord. They already teach us how to serve. The Lord Himself appears as a spiritual master. A living entity cannot derive real benefit by reading hundreds of books or pretending to render devotional service according to his own ideas. Being cheated by those who mislead people in the name of Harikatha has become a sort of religion in this age. Many like that. They talk about the katha, but they don't follow anything. And they don't even believe Krishna's God. But the people are attracted to the katha. They'll be very expert at speaking. Someone will be able to understand the profound meaning of the impartial truth that is being spoken fearlessly after hundreds of lives or hundreds of yugas, unless hundreds of gallons of hard-earned blood is spent, we will not be able to make people understand the truth. In other words, we have to work at it. You know. That's what we're doing by going out, by maintaining a temple and hoping people will come, inviting people, going out, carrying books. You know, it's not also easy work. For a good purpose. The Lord does not accept anything offered by those who do not chant 100,000 names of the Lord every day.
Wow, 100,000.
64. Association is the principal impetus in human life to serve Sri Hari. Due to association of non-devotees, one gets material prosperity. Due to the association of devotees, the spirit soul gradually becomes absorbed in serving Hari. This is the greatest shelter. Human being. Never become averse to that. Do the association. When someone, like Prabhupada said, people will leave and say, well, those devotees, they're not good devotees, or they're this. But Prabhupada said, really, Krishna's kicking them out because of their offense. They're thinking, I'm leaving because I'm better than everyone else. We have many of those around. All over the world. Whenever there are material difficulties, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes the shelter and allows one to serve Him. As long as one has anartha, one does not receive the good fortune of becoming a servant of Srimati Radharani. Those who discuss the transcendental pastimes of Srimati Radharani, the dearmost servant of Krishna, are sense gratifiers, covered enjoyers, and prakriti sahajiyas. When anarthas will be removed due to chanting the holy name, then Krishna's form, qualities, and pastimes will automatically manifest in the name. There is no need to make an endeavor to artificially remember its form, qualities, and pastimes. All of you preach the message of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami with great enthusiasm. Our supreme desire to become the dust at the lotus feet of the followers of Rupa Goswami. Do not give up devotional service, even if there are innumerable dangers, countless insults, and endless harassment. Do not become disheartened that most people in the world do not accept the message of unalloyed devotional service. Never give up your devotional service in hearing and chanting about Krishna, which is your everything. Always chant the holy name, becoming more humble than a blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree. Kind of covers everything there, huh? Hang in there, they say. Life is tough, so hold on. And let go. Don't quit. They say a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. We do not want to become great fruitive workers or religious leaders. All we want is to become the dust at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa, our original identity. We should never display any kind of aversion towards Sankirtan Yajna, which is a perfect sacrifice, complete with the seven forms of sacrifice. If we have gradually increasing love for that, everything will be accomplished and we will attain ultimate perfection. Just preach the word of Rupa and Raguna with enthusiasm and courage, with complete dedication to the followers of Sri Ram, Sri Rupa. If I stop preaching the unbiased truth for fear that people will not like it, I'm accepting the non-Vedic way, rejecting the Vedic way, then I become an atheist and lose my faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the personification of truth. So we've seen that too. You know, other people don't like it. Manushyanam sasveshu. Some people like it, but you have to find it. Any salesman has to find the people that wants what he has to sort them out. If somebody doesn't like it, we just say, okay, and go to the next person. We don't try to force it on them. In this material world, there are only two representatives of the Supreme Personality of God, the transcendental sound of the holy name and his eternally transcendental deity incarnation. The deity is worshipped by the holy name. Sentient is served through sentient. For the pleasure of the Lord, his devotees call him by his holy name to render service to him, not to fulfill their own desires. Do it with love for Krishna. Because even that's true in the material world. If you love your family and you just work for them, those people are happy until the family rejects them. They don't always reciprocate. That's the story of Vishwamrita Muni. He was a big thief, criminal, murderer. And Narada Muni was preaching to him. And you shouldn't do that. And he was saying, but I have to support my family, my wife and children. So Narada Muni said, okay, let's go visit your wife and children. So he asked the wife, are you willing to go to hell for the sins that your husband is committing to support you? She said, oh, no way. No way. So then Balmati said, all right. So we serve, surrender service. We ask the deity to come to serve the deity, not to please us, not to make a business. Now I have a deity, please come and join me. Very good. The deity is a merciful incarnation of the supreme eternal form of the Lord of the spiritual sky. It is direct proof of this personal form of the Lord. Vaishnavas do not imagine whether God is person or impersonal. They are not idol worshippers. This is the purport of the Vedas have been briefly described in Brahma Sutra and Vedanta Bhashya. The conclusion and the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam has been similarly described in a brief and accurate way. Unless one studies the Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of a bona fide Vaishnava, Acharya, he will not be able to understand the real port of the Brahma Sutra. Bhagavatam is the original commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Jiva Goswami specifically explained that Srimad Bhagavatam is the original commentary on Vedanta Sutra. The word devotion cannot be applied to anything besides Krishna. Krishna is the only object of devotion. Brahman is the object of knowledge. Paramatma is the object of nearness. But Krishna is the only object of service. By practicing loving devotional service. Most people will translate bhakti as loving devotion, love, divine love, something like that. Practicing devotional service with love. Every word has twofold aspects, conveying the meaning based on knowledge and the meaning based on ignorance. The aspect of words that indicate something other than Krishna, Vishnu, or Chaitanya conveys the meaning based on ignorance or knowledge. In knowledge, everything indicates Krishna and signifies Krishna. What the ignorant masses understand about Krishna is not the real object of the word Krishna. In other words, God, Allah, and even Sanskrit words like Ishvara and Paramatma only indicate a great energy coming out of Krishna. They do not indicate the total aspect of the word Krishna. That's what we try to explain to people. So many names of God, but they're specific about different aspects, different qualities, different powers, different activities. Everything is in the word Krishna. There is no work as auspicious as serving the spiritual master. Of all worship, the worship of the spiritual master is the greatest. But the worship of the lotus feet of the spiritual master is even greater than the worship of the Supreme Personality of God. Unless one is firmly realized, you cannot understand that we are dependent. He is our maintainer. If we take shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master, we can become free from illusion and distress. We wholeheartedly beg for his mercy without any deceit. Then the spiritual master bestows all auspiciousness on us. Simplicity also means straightforward. In Japan, the translator, she thought straightforward meant, I don't like you, you tell people, I don't like you, I don't like the way you're dressed, and your mother is a prostitute. That's not straightforward. Straightforward means you speak the truth. In the old computers, they had a thing called WYSIWYG. Remember that? What you see is what you get. That should be the motive. Not any face. Not putting on a... In Japan, they call it... Hone and... something else. The real thing and the cover, the face you're putting on, the show you're making. So some people, like liars, they have a lot of trouble because... you have to keep track of all the lies. I tell you one lie, I tell him another one. But then I'm really afraid if you ever meet each other. And I don't want to meet both of you at the same time. So the liars become very frustrated. And some people get expert liars. So if you always tell the truth, then you don't even remember anything. That's a... I don't know who said that, one famous person.
So, when the Bhakti and given from his letter of devotion or something like that?
It's just some instructions that he gave. Bhakti Siddhanta's instructions. I don't know if they gathered them together or he wrote it all down at one time. This book is full of his letters. What are the supporters of the worshippers of Lord Hari? I have received your kind letter and noted the content. I received the news that Sri Babu has left this world. May his soul attain eternal destination. That is my prayer. As a result of being envious of Vaishnavas, the consistent souls invite worldly and spiritual inauspiciousness. It is quite warm in Kashi today. My health is not good. After preaching the glories of Hari with a good reception in Murshidabad, Bhagalapur, Mungira, Jamalpur, and Patna, Sripad Tirtha Maharaj has recently come to Varanasi and is preaching Harikatha. People are listening to his discourse with great interest. We are trying to build Sanatan Gaudiya Mutt here in Kasi. If Lord Vaishnava wishes, it will be done. The people of this material world are averse to Krishna. It's a painful testing place for the conditioned souls. Tolerance, humility, respect of others are some of the qualifications that support the worship of Lord Hari. Same thing again. Tolerance, humility, and respect. That's Srinada Pisa Nishanata or Pisa. Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. What does that Amani Namana Dena mean?
So you must learn a tree.
No. Speak the whole thing in
English.
Okay. The whole verse.
Or the translation.
In English. And not expecting anything in return. Don't leave off the most important part. So that's what it means. Void of false ego. Offering all respect to others, not expecting anything in return. Very high quality. And you saw some of those sayings I had. You know, that what the real test is, you know, when you'll help someone who can't give you anything back. What have you done today for any someone who can't pay you back? So, offering all respects to others, but not thinking, well, now I'll get respect. This is not an easy thing. But this is like the most important instruction of what you're telling you. Then you can channel it. So, Trinada Peace in each of them is Sorora Peace, or is a tree, you know, be like a tree, more tolerant than a tree, humble more than a blade of grass. The grass, like that TV station in Port Harcourt, they had a lot of grass. So if you walk on the grass, it just goes down. And after a while, it comes back up. Can't fight. It never bites you or something. Like if you step on a snake or something. The grass. And the tree has to tolerate people just breaking the branches off. People, you know, hot sun. I'm going to Germany next week. We see the tree there when it snows. So much snow and ice gets on top of the tree, and then every once in a while you hear, you know, the branches just break from the weight. And all winter they sit like that. And then in the summer, you know, they get, you know, they come full of leaves again, and then hot sun, and they can't move either. Nobody brings an umbrella for a tree. In the north, in the cities, the government, sometimes they wrap up a tree a little bit. The ones they plant along the highway, they wrap it up so it doesn't get too cold. But tolerant more than a tree. And then, devoid of all sense of false prestige. Not thinking, well, I deserve honor. I've done so much. I spoke nicely of this person and did this and that. And then you can never chant the holy name, and that's why we can't chant all the time. The real meaning of mutt life, mutt means the temple. There is no arrangement in any of our mutts for ladies to stay at night. But since in the yoga pit there was the Vishnu Priya Pali and a householder colony, we did not object. Still, it is better that no ladies reside in the mutt. Even if there is very little or no fault, people may talk about the sannyasis, just like they did with Sita Devi. pseudo-followers of God as Durga are always envious of Vaishnavas. But transcendental religion is not meant for the members of the mundane society. When one is on the platform of transcendental madness, one attains the level of Adi Ruda, Mahabhava. While thinking of Krishna, one becomes totally absorbed in the object of worshipping Krishna. It is not meant for committing mundane adultery, since thought of the object of service is included in feelings of separation. Absorption in him automatically captures the heart. This does not mean that one should become an impersonalist, Baula, or act like a mundane woman, like the mundane Sahajiyas. For attaining Krishna's association of service, development of a relationship with Krishna is essential. Ambition for material happiness is filled with a desire for sense gratification, and devotional service is free from desires for sense gratification. From pious and impious desires, the living entities who want to lord it over the material nature achieve happiness in distress. By enjoying material happiness, the conditioned souls exhaust their accumulated piety, and by performing atonement or by suffering the threefold miseries, their sinful actions are temporarily swayed. All by the renunciation of both sin and piety, one's fruit mentality is destroyed. That is why devotional service alone is called Naraday. The chanting of the Lord's name and the result. One more. I have received your letter dated November 14, 1933, and have thus received all the news. I could not reply to your letter in time because of having too much work, so I don't feel sad in that regard. I always think about how to benefit all of you. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, the cultivation of Krishna consciousness progresses, and the thirst for enjoying the fruits of karma and attaining impersonal knowledge or liberation gradually diminishes. In fact, all kinds of anarthas are gradually removed. The holy name of Krishna is personally Krishna. Indeed, the holy name possesses personal forms. There is no other way to remove our misfortune than chanting the Lord's holy name. The transcendental holy name, which is distinct from the names of the external world, descends into this world from the spiritual world and pierces our ears. The purified ears then become qualified to hear the holy name of Krishna. When the transcendental holy name is heard, the knowledge, existence, and bliss of the transcendental form save us from the desire for material activities. When Krishna's transcendental qualities are more or less realized, we try to serve his transcendental qualities with our eternal qualities. At that time, he glorifies our constitutional qualities and thereby enhances the enthusiasm. Since our friends, relatives, and associates of the Lord are inclined to be the Lord's service, we can also serve their eternal forms. Only then can we develop our intense desire for entering Krishna's pastimes. Thus, his transcendental name, forms, and qualities. Thus, his transcendental names, forms, and qualities, which are meant to be appreciated by us, provide an opportunity for us to understand the 23rd sutra of the third section of the second chapter of the Vedanta Sutra. When we become absorbed in the Lord's service by understanding the Srimad Bhagavatam verse beginning with yakshuta tat paro bhavet. I don't know that one. I can look it up upstairs. Any comments or questions? No, we should just have a sign that says we don't give credit. Cash only. Right. When we distribute books, you know, we say donation, okay. But in the store, they come to the temple. If you have a sign, then you don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to say no. You just, it's already stated. So that's the best way to... That verse from the Bhagavatam is, when the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to his devotees, he engages in such pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to him. Krishna reveals all these pastimes. Like sometimes people say, well, I'll read the book first and then I'll decide if I want it or not. So you should give it to me. Will any bookstore do that? No. I don't think the Mountain of Fire bookstore does that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Mountain of Fire and Miracles bookstore at the airport gives away stuff when people say they don't have money. But they want to go out and get a job, get some. What are you doing in the airport? All right, anything else? The Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada said we could pray to him. That was for us. The grandfather is more merciful than the father. He's a great-grandfather, enormous. So we want to remember the activities and teachings of people. Also, the one letter we read this morning mentioned that somebody had just left their body, and he said we should remember their activities and make some kind of a, must have been a big devotee, but make some kind of a marker. So we should, it's still good to talk about, like we were doing on Sunday, Aniruddha and all the things he was doing. Because when you glorify the good qualities of someone, you get those qualities. When you criticize, you get that, whatever you're criticizing, you get it. That's why people always criticize, they become very miserable. And then they blame the person they're criticizing.
정말 많이 많이 마약하고 그리고 약간 막 비슷한 것 같은 것 같은 것 같은 것
Like daylight like today, they put the mochi in the temple and do big some boga offering and
yeah.
So like places where we don't have big picture of Bhaktisiddhanta.
Well, we have pictures. That's usually what we do is we put a picture on the Vyasa sign and we do arti. That's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada did the arti, but he just took the picture off his Vyasa sign. Put Bhaktisiddhanta's picture. And we have pictures. Maybe we don't have big, big pictures.
No, we don't have big pictures.
We have pictures. I mean, not this is not so big. But that's the picture Prabhupada put on the corner back to Godhead. So we can do that. Usually at noontime. Okay. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi.